fans, it's about to get real. Triple M rocks footy finals. 2 days to go.
Get 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
There's movement in Bronco Town. Kevvy Walters officially named the coach of the Broncos for the next 2 years, MG.
Yeah, finals footy may be imminent, but there's been a couple of bombshells, Liam, north of the border today. Mm. One I saw coming, Kevvy Walters. One I didn't see coming, Wayne to coach Origin.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to the ramifications of Kevvy Walters' appointment very shortly. Also going to put the Storm Eels match under the microscope, MG. I want you to break it down, tell us the matchups that matter, who's going to win and why, just in about 15 minutes' time. And tickets, MG. We got more tickets.
Yeah, the Bunnies and the Bunnies on Sunday in their knockout final against the Knights. So all you got to do is ring up, and this is a special one because it's a quiz that nobody can lose in.
That's how we like to play it.
That's the best way to play it.
Exactly. When we tell you to call, give us a call on 133353 if you're hunting some tickets to that one. And at 7 o'clock, just before we finish the show tonight, MG, you've got a power rankings for us, and you promised to keep your shirt on tonight.
Well, I've been in trouble, haven't I? Hierarchy for taking it off. But the five to shine in the finals is as simple as that.
You want to know the five players that mattered most going into these finals? Stick around with us till then. But up next, Kevvy Walters. He's the new coach at the Brisbane Broncos. Our man Ben Dobbin has spoken to him exclusively. We've got some audio to share with you. But it's the domino effect, MG, that we New South Welshmen should be worried about. Because it means a bloke by the name of Wayne Bennett is going to be in charge of Queensland. And I don't like it.
Gives me goosebumps.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. Parramatta fans, stick around. MG's going to break down exactly how the Eels can beat the Storm on Saturday night. But first,
trending now.
I walked off the field in 2000 grand final, enjoyed the celebrations of the grand final, but then woke up the next day and said, I want to coach this club now. And the last 20 years has been about that. I'm really thrilled and really grateful for the opportunity that got presented to me earlier today.
Newly appointed Brisbane Broncos coach Kevvy Walters there speaking to our man Ben Dobbin, Triple M Brisbane today, MG.
Yeah, I've known Kevvy Walters for a long, long time. Probably 1987 was the first time I met him. We're the same age. Played against each other for a long time, toured together in the 1990 Kangaroo Tour, one of the best tourists you'll ever hope to have alongside you. And what he brings, Liam, to the Broncos' role, which has been missing, is passion. As we know, passion brings success in any field of endeavour, especially rugby league, where passion is one of the key key exponents of what you need. You just need it. It's one of them things that Kevvy Walters has been renowned for over the years. Look, he got a little bit sidetracked, and it was unlike Kevvy Walters when he had the Origin team and he brought in the inverted commas the Whisperer.
Yes.
That's not Kevvy Walters. Kevvy Walters is Broncos mad. He is Broncos mad, and you can bet your bottom dollar that he's already started to start that climb to success, because he's been a very successful member of a very successful club for a long time, and I bet he's hated seeing what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. He's won premierships with that club. He's spoken about the fact that 20 years on, this has been his goal for 20 years, to be the head coach of the Brisbane Broncos. He fulfills this dream now. He's got a two-year contract, but there are dominoes now that fall, MG, because we'll speak about State of Origin, because Kevvy has officially stood down as the coach of the of Queensland. We'll speak about that in a moment. But the other domino to fall amidst all of this is Craig Bellamy. Pete Bedell broke the story last night on NRL 360 that the Broncos have gone into him with a five-year deal plus a five-year option to become the coaching director. Kevvy was asked by Dobbo about the Craig Bellamy clause or about the Craig Bellamy offer. Here's what he had to say.
What he does in 2022 is up to him. I've obviously got a great relationship with him. Had a three-year stint with him down at the Storm a few years back. So, yeah, great fella, great character. Exactly what the Broncos need is good, strong characters. But out of respect of him and the Melbourne Storm, they're on their march for another premiership, the Storm. And I'd hate to think that we would do anything to try and derail that.
Yeah, and there's already talk about Kevvy, who is going to be aligning himself with assistants. Johnny Cartwright is the name that keeps popping up. Josh Hennay is a name that's popped up just this afternoon. So, yeah, but as far as Craig Bellamy goes, wow, that'd be a massive loss for the Melbourne Storm. Cameron Smith, their best player, the greatest player that's ever played the game. Still don't know his future. Dave Donaghy, who's often underrated as far as the CEO, apparently heading towards Brisbane as well. And if Craig Bellamy goes there as well, wow, that's the cat that got the fish's tail by a long shot.
Absolutely. But let's talk about State of Origin, because the domino that is yet to officially fall. Now, Kevy signed on to coach Queensland this series. We've spoken to our man Brent Reed.
Yes.
Also touched base with some people up in Queensland who understand that market a little bit better. And the word is that such is the job facing Kevin Walters.
Yes.
Broncos want him starting there November 1, ready to roll, not thinking about Origin whatsoever.
Which I can totally understand.
Okay.
Unlike Wayne Bennett, who has been, his season will be over, and who knows what he'll be doing next year. All I know that if he coaches Origin, all of a sudden, it just gets, oh my goodness.
How does that make you feel?
He injects so much. He's got an aura about him. He's got a character in the game. He's one of the legendary figures of our game. He's coached Queensland before to success. Him and Mal Meninga were both mooted as being the predecessor of Kevy Walters. Mm. Well, either one of them men put shivers up my spine as a New South Welshman.
It takes it from, and again, this is no disrespect to Kevy Walters, but the sudden injection of Wayne Bennett into a State of Origin series with everything that's gone on and it being at the end of the year when the season's done, it turns it up to 11.
Well, we said yesterday about the semi-finals being the catch cry where everything can happen. Well, that's been the season thus far where anything can happen in 2020. It's just been one of them seasons where, really, what are we surprised by? When anything happens, why are we so surprised? Because Wayne Bennett is Origin coach. I didn't see that coming.
That smirk, it's going to be there in Adelaide and then Sydney and then Brisbane, MG. It's going to be everywhere. Somewhere it won't be, though. He's on Suncorp Stadium when the Storm take on the Eels Saturday night.
Long way from me.
We're going to break that game down up next. Eels fans, MG's going to tell you exactly how you can win it. Stick around. Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're doing one of these every week in the lead up to finals, MG. Yesterday, we talked about Knights and Bunnies, but today...
It's the Triple M Rush Hour.
Knockout football live on Triple M.
Finals focus.
Time to have a good, hard look at this non-elimination semi-final. Taking place Saturday night.
Tongue-tied, twisted.
Melbourne Storm taking on the Parramatta Eels.
Yep.
Talk to us, MG. Where's this game going to be won and lost?
Well, for Parramatta, obviously they've got nothing to lose. They get another bite of the cherry and everybody's writing them off. So my game plan for them would be to throw caution to the wind, play with gay abandon. Remember what got you to the top of the table earlier in the year. Mm. Replicate that. And that is playing as a team. I think out of all the top eight teams in the competition at the moment as we stand, there's one team that relies more on teamwork than any other. And it's Parramatta, because right across the board, there's a lot of 7 out of 10 players, a couple of 8s, but no 9s. It's like the top teams have in this competition. So they rely solely on their teamwork, and that was what got them there to the top of the table mid-season. They've got to stop relying on Clint Gutherson to get him out of a pickle, because he's their best player. Now that Dylan Brown's back, don't ask him or expect him to be the answer. He's going to play a part, big part. Because he'll bring a lot of variety that they've lost.
Do you think Dylan Brown is fully fit? Syndesmosis weeks ago.
No, he wouldn't be. But no one is. No one this time of year is. They've got to get back to that hustle and bustle footy, like when Campbell Gillard and Junior Paulo were steaming onto the ball, and when Junior Paulo would pop a pass and would go at the back line and Madison would score or Sean Lane would score. But get some early ball to your outside man. I've said it for the last 2 months on this show. Get Ferguson and Waka Blake and Jennings and Sivo early ball. You can't just keep giving the ball with a metre from their defensive line. You've got to give them early ball. And it all starts with their pigs rolling up the field. Because you're playing against a team that has a fantastic record at Suncorp Stadium. They've just brought back 12 players who didn't play last week. So they're fresh as a daisy. As I said, Parramatta have nothing to lose. So that's a dangerous thing. When you're playing against a team that go in with that mentality. I hope Parramatta are going in with that mentality, that they've got nothing to lose, because they get another bite of the cherry and against Melbourne Storm, everyone's writing them off. So
no point saving yourself for your second chance.
No.
Let me ask you about the Melbourne Storm, all those changes, the 12 players that they do bring back in. Is there any chance that there's some ring rust or, I don't know, complacency?
No, I don't think so. That's Craig Bellamy we're talking about as their coach. How could you be complacent when he's looking at you in the dressing room before a game or at halftime in a game or
flipping you the bird
the week leading up to a game? And then you've got the co-coach in Cameron Smith, whose values are so high that you don't want to disappoint him either. And they're a juggernaut. If I'm Penrith, and I am Penrith at the moment, there's one team that I'm really worried about, and that's the Melbourne Storm.
Mm. All right. Before we move on, we are going to give the last word to this man, Stephen Milperry. He's called through. He's fired up. He's ready to go. Steve, what's your take on Saturday night's game?
MG and the Flea, how are you boys?
Going well, Steve.
I phoned you guys up, I think it was about after round two, and I said we're going to go balls deep into the spinal, where we nearly went balls up, but we're there. And we're going to finally get the monkey off our back of 2009 and absolutely smash the Storm.
Oh, I love it, Steve.
I hope you do, brother. I hope you do, Steve.
I hope I do too.
we might give Steve a call on Monday.
Yeah, that's good. Stevie, can you give us a... Monday's a long weekend, mate, so that'd be hard to call.
We'll touch base with him on Tuesday then.
If you guys are on the air Monday, I'll ring you Monday.
We're not, but we'll give you a call anyway.
Not a
problem. All
right, boys. Good luck, Stevie.
Great. Thank you for the call, Steve. And now, 133353.
Tickets.
Bunnies fans, come on. We had two Knights fans on the line yesterday. If you want to win tickets to get along to see your team on Sunday, ANZ Stadium, Bunnies, Knights, give us a call now. It's the Nobody Loses Quiz.
Footy finals week. You know what that means? Yep. MG's wearing his Penny Panthers undies. Jeans over the top would be nice, though, MG. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes, we are counting you down to that Friday night matchup between the Panthers and the Roosters, and MG has his undies on. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
Hey, time for a Nobody Loses quiz. We've got a double to give away to the Bunnies Knights game at ANZ Stadium this Sunday. We welcome in Rob in Malabar. G'day, Rob.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Robbie, and let's work. Theo from Drummoyne. Theo, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good, buddy. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Whoever's closest to the pin, i.e. closest to that number that I'll ask the question about, will get the tickets. Though the loser doesn't go away empty-handed, as Liam said, they will go to Luna Park and have a full ride of roads all day.
Bloody good time.
Okay, it's about a player we're about to speak about. It's Caelan Ponga. We're about to have a chat about him after this break. And the question is, we'll go to Rob first because he was first through. Rob, how many tries did Caelan Ponga score this season?
13.
Okay. Theo, how many tries did Caelan Ponga score this year?
12.
You tell us how many he scored and we'll tell you if you're higher or lower.
I would guess 10 or 11.
Well, your first guess was the right guess. It's 10,
bang,
so you're the closest.
Theo. Congratulations, mate. You are spot on. You are getting along. You've got a double to go see your beloved Bunnies take on the Knights this Sunday at ANZ Stadium. A glimmer of hope is up for grabs. Rabbitohs v Knights in the elimination final Sunday, ANZ Stadium. Theo, congratulations, mate.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a worry. And enjoy the game.
And Rob gets tickets as well to Luna Park.
Rob, we got an unlimited ride double pass to Luna Park for you.
Fantastic.
You're welcome, mate.
Join you, buddy. Thanks for listening, and we'll have another double to give away tomorrow night.
Another double to give away. Don't miss Luna Park Sydney's 85th birthday party this October, MG.
85. Looking good for 85.
Looking good for 85.
Have a look at that good 85. How about I get to 85?
Well, maybe you can get some advice from our next guest, Adam Mad Dog McDougall, the health hacker. Give you some tips. We're going to break down Caelan Ponga, the mystery that is this great man, up next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Triple M. Turn it up.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, you've got a power rankings coming up very shortly.
I have.
You are going to power rank the five players that you think will have the biggest impact in this year's final series.
Five to shine.
Oh, I'm looking forward
to my filter.
Looking forward to that. It's time for us to bring in one of our most influential people on the show.
Well, one of our people who we love to shine.
Absolutely right. He shines every
week. His head like I do.
The host of the Health Hacker podcast, available at Podcast One, Australia.com.au, or wherever you get your podcasts. Adam Mad Dog McDougall. G'day, Mad Dog.
Always a pleasure, boys.
We've just given away some tickets to the Knights Rabbitohs game this Sunday. We've got another double to give away tomorrow as well. But because we've got you in, Newcastle Royalty, we need to do one of these.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Mad Dog MG, is Kalyn Ponga too inconsistent for the Knights to win a premiership?
Oh, Mad Dog, over to you, my friend.
I'll be fair. I don't think you really want your best player being a fullback.
Wow.
If you have a look at these great sides, you know, Melbourne, Cameron Smith, you took him out of that side a number of years ago in a final against the Roosters. They got lapped. You know, Billy Slater was still in that side and arguably the best fullback at the time, but did he have an impact? Zero. So the reality is it's his position that doesn't afford him to really have the influence on the games that he should because he's a fullback. So if you're a first receiver, it's a lot harder for defensive lines to nullify a first receiver rather than a second receiver where the defence can play up and in an aggressive targeting that player. They can also kick into the corners and really give it to him when he brings the ball back and take a lot of petrol out of his tank. So I don't really think the Knights should be building their premiership hopes around a fullback as such. They really need to find that X factor in preferably a hooker, which is, I think, the one position they're suffering at the moment in.
Yeah, and I can add probably 5'8 to that list as well. You know, they've really been shy of another ball player to help Mitchell Pearce out this year, who's been very quiet. But look, I think with Kalyn Ponga, it's kind of, he's got to find, for me, another gear of intensity. It seems when he's really on, there's no stopping him. But when he just decides to kick back a bit and be the cool cat he is, well, he doesn't get involved in the game anywhere near enough. He's got to find middle ground to join the elite of our game. And at the minute, you wouldn't have him in the top 25 players in our game, but given his God-given talent, he should be. He should be, like, we should be talking about him as one of our genuine superstars of the NRL in the top 5 players every year. And I don't know whether that's because of his status at the club, where, you know, as Mad Dog says, he's fullback, so he stays, you know, it doesn't kind of enhance his own presence on top of what the Knights do. But look, they can win a comp with him at fullback, but I think at the moment they're a long shot to be in that bracket.
MG, what's Adam O'Brien saying in the lead up to this game to Kalyn Ponga directly?
Well, it could be our last one. Kalyn, I want you to do anything you can to help us win the game. And going into this season, we kind of gave the Knights, if they made the finals, a pass mark, which they've done. But I don't think you could give them a satisfactory tick of approval unless they go into round two. With that side, they've got the forward pack to die for. They've got an origin front row in the Saifidi boy and boys, because they're both frigging on fire at the moment, and Clemmer. You've got, you know, back row that's, you know, again, Fitzgibbon and Barnett, and they've got the forwards. They seem to lack the finishing details that the other teams have all got. Every other team seems to be able to put teams away with their halves, i.e. Penrith, South, Melbourne. You look at the top teams at the moment, and that's probably why the Roosters are suffering somewhat, because there's no Cooper Cronk there to finish off what their forwards are doing. And that's why I think one of the grand final winners will come from one of them three teams. I think after the Roosters were exposed last week by the Rabbitohs, I don't think they can win the comp. I think it's out of South Sydney, Penrith and the Storm.
Can I just add to that too? I think if the Knights are going to be a chance this week, they really need to do something tactically out of the box. And I'd actually be throwing Kalyn Ponga in attack into a first receiver role as a 5'8". And, you know, use the number six in the sweeping role that traditionally is fulfilled by Kalyn. So, you know, you need him with the ball on the hands as much as possible. MG touched upon, they're a great forward pack that will get him go forward. They need to play a really flat style of attacking football, aka like Melbourne did back in the day, and just really trying to play off the back of them, quick play the balls, having Kalyn Ponga, you know, in support inside Mitchell Pearce or pushing up as the first receiver himself.
I love it. I love it. There we go. Breaking it down. Knights taking on Bunnies Sunday at ANZ Stadium, playing for a spot in week two of the finals, and more importantly, playing for the Adam McDougall Cup.
That's it. He's played for both these clubs.
The Silver Bunny. The Silver Bunny. Russell Crowe's got back.
Mad Dog, the host of the Health Hacker podcast. Go and check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend of finals.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're almost done for a Wednesday, brought to you by our mates at Mitsubishi.
Thank you, Mitsubishi.
Thank you, Mitsubishi. 2020, full of twists and turns. Jesus, been some big twists and big turns, hasn't there?
You're not wrong, mate.
But with the renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on Triton GLXR manual, 3-point-ton towing for just $39.90 drive away. It's basically giving it away. Plus, for ABN holders, it could also qualify as an instant asset write-off. Instantly. Written off.
Instantly. MG. Right on the spot.
Right there and then. And with Mitsubishi's 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life. ABN holders only. Conditions apply. But conditions don't apply to this.
I love that power. I've been warned by management to keep the clothes on this week. I took the shirt off last week for it, and there was a conga line of bosses walking past.
For all the things we've done wrong this year, unbelievably, it was you taking your shirt off in the studio last time we did a power rankings that got us a warning.
Yep, that's the warning.
That's a hard note to explain in your HR file.
Yeah, the warning was, don't look so hot, big boy.
And that was from our boss, Rex. Right, MG, your power rankings today. We're looking at these finals and the players that are going to matter most, aren't we?
Yeah, and my filter is 5 to shine in the finals.
5.
John Bateman.
Ooh.
Wasn't expected to be playing back this year, but the fact that he is for the Canberra Raiders is such a bonus, a bonus, such an X factor. That memorable try he scored last year to knock the Storm out of the finals down at Amy Park.
Mm.
The guy is just a born winner, and the Raiders are lucky to have him.
Mm. Well, he's the Dally M second row of the year. Let's not forget that. So the pedigree is there.
Billy Kickow. He's kind of like the sleeping giant that lives in the hills, and don't prod him. Don't wake him up, because he'll come down and just reap havoc. And he's starting to wreak havoc on opposing teams, which is a worry. He's just, I think he's the only player in the game, and I'm even mentioning Tamalolo in this, that when he wants to, he can do anything. Billy Kickow puts his mind to anything, he can do it.
Reminds me of another second rower from the mountains that people were warned not to poke in the early 90s, late 80s.
Don't poke the bear.
Don't
poke the bear from Mount Druitt, mate.
Anything from the mountains, don't poke them, all right?
Don't poke me.
3.
Joseph Manu. Wasn't the game's best centre wasn't there last week in the drubbing at the hands of the Rabbitohs, and you get the feeling that he'll be out for some sort of a revenge up against the most up-and-coming centre in the game this week in Stephen Crichton.
Mm.
That contest is worth the price of admission alone. I can't wait to see Crichton up against Manu, and I think it'll go a long way to seeing who'll win this game on Friday night. But Joseph Manu is definitely going to be a 5 to shine in the finals.
You've never seen a bloke stocks rise more in his absence. After what the Rabbitohs did down that left-hand side last week.
Great point. Cody Walker, the game's most electrifying attacker, went on song. So much so that he's rocketed back into contention for State of Origin. Brad Fittler's already mentioning his name in the same breath as Luke Keary, where 3 or 4 months ago we wouldn't even have this debate. It was Luke Keary's to lose, and now the attacking prowess of Cody Walker's shone through. He's back in the picture, baby.
Brad Fittler had Luke Keary written in pen.
Yep.
Now he's trying to figure out how to turn Luke into Cody. With, you know, how like, you used to get creative on your tests. L into a C?
What a problem to have, but for Freddie. What a problem to have.
All right. John Bateman, Billy Kickow, Joey Manu, Cody Walker, and the number one player to shine in these finals.
1.
Cameron Smith. It was Mr. September when we played finals in September, but now it's Mr. October or Mr. Finals Footy.
He's got his whole calendar.
Yeah, the whole calendar. This is his time. He eats, sleeps, breathes finals footy, and he will be in another class of his own as the Storm look to win yet another premiership on his watch, along with Craig Bellamy. It could be their last time together at this pointy end of the season, so you bet your bottom dollar that Cameron Smith will be out to do something special come finals footy.
I love it. An outstanding power rankings from you and MG. A great finish to an outstanding show, as always. Tomorrow on the show, we got the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo, joining us, and we're going to drill down into the Raiders-Sharks matchup first weekend of final Saturday in Canberra, but for now we gotta go.
Thanks for your ears, as always. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.